Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, Beth. Okay, I think we're logged on. And sorry about that, a little bit odd on the count off there. Anyway, welcome to our quick show here. I have my dad, Gene Abbott. He's been on a few times before, but he's got a wonderful, he's a wonderful motivation speaker. He's an entrepreneur. He's been a lot of different things over the years, but bottom line, he's inspiring. And he likes to help people, and he's got a different way.
Hello. Hello? Hello?
Okay, we're on. I'm sorry. Hi, Dad. How are you? Can you hear me? Dad? Okay, let me try again here. Had a little bit of issues this morning. And I apologize about that, you guys, but we've had some terrible weather down here in South Florida. So I'm going to go get my father, and we'll do this. Okay. Father, hold on. Dad, are you there?
Are you there?
Hello?
I'm here. Are you there?
No, I apologize, but we've had some bad weather down here with tornadoes and all that kind of stuff touching down. And so it's a little bit crazy, but we're both here. And I wanted to share with everybody that you're doing a show tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And can you give us a little preview of what you're doing it on? So, and if you lose me, just continue because you're logged on. Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm doing when I'm talking to UT because you go in and out of my hearing range at ease. But anyway, during one of my daily meditations, I had an interview with God. Doing meditation, and God said, "So you'd like to interview me?" And I said, "Sure, if you have the time." And God smiled and said, "My time is eternity. What questions do you have for me?" And I said, with surprise and thought, I said, "What surprises you most about mankind or humankind?" And God answered. He said, "You know, Gene, that he had bored with childhood. Mankind or humankind grows up, rushes to grow up, and then they long to be children again." Confusing. Not to God, but that's what he said. "That they lose their health to make money, and they lose their money to restore their health." Said, "By thinking anxiously about the future, they forget the present. Such that they live in neither the present nor the future. That they live as if they would never die and die as though they never lived." And so many people in the world are like that. They die as though they never lived. And I...
Wow.
That's an interview that our... interview that I had with God, and I wonder about life and about people and about how people rush and grow. But, you know, I don't care how much tinker toys you have in life. About 9 days after death, all those tinker toys would be in a garage sale somewhere. It's amazing. We've never seen a U-Haul truck behind a casket. And if we don't live today and knowing what we're doing to its fulfillment, what a tragic shame. Tonight I'll be doing the same kind of show, but talking about how people can learn to live and how they love and how they treat each other. So make sure you tune in tonight, 8 o'clock. See?
Like amazing. I was sitting there, Interview with God. I know where we're, that's a great show title. So I'm going to change it. So I'm excited about it. Very good. Yeah, me captivated. Anyway, so you guys tune in tonight at 8 p.m. And 760-890-7143, or you can listen and go to the web link, which will be, we have posted as well. You guys have a great now, and learn more about God and his glory and what we need to do and be and how we can change and be happy and prosperous. Thanks, Dad. I'm looking forward to it. He'll be doing this show tonight by himself. I'll just be a listener like everybody else. So looking forward to it tonight at 8, everybody. Take care. All right, Dad, I'll catch up
Take
with
care.
You later. Bye.
Take care. See ya.